हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरिगौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
श्री चैतन्य चरितमृता Chapter 18, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Visit to Sri Vrindavan, page 37. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus offered prayers to Radha Kunda. Overwhelmed by ecstatic love, he danced on the bank, remembering the pastimes Lord Krishna performed on the bank of Radha Kunda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then marked his body with tilak made from the mud of Radha Kunda, and with the help of Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he collected some of the mud and took it with him. From Radhakund, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sumana's lake. When he saw Govardhan Hill from there, he was overwhelmed with joy. When the Lord saw Govardhan Hill, he immediately offered obeisances, falling down on the ground like a rod. He embraced one piece of rock from Govardhan Hill and became mad. Mad with ecstatic love, the Lord came to the village known as Govardhana. There he saw the deity named Harideva and offered his obeisances unto him. Harideva is an incarnation of Narayana, and his residence is on the western petal of the lotus of Mathura. Mad with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance before the Harideva deity. Hearing of the Lord's wonderful activities, all the people came to see him. The people were astonished when they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love and personal beauty. The priest who served the Haridev deity offered the Lord a good reception. At Brahmakunda, the Bhattacharya cooked food, and the Lord, after taking his bath at Brahmakunda, accepted his lunch. That night, the Lord stayed at the temple of Haridev, and during the night, he began to reflect. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, "Since I shall not at any time climb Govardhan Hill, how shall I be able to see Gopal Rai?" Thinking in this way, the Lord remained silent, and Lord Gopal, knowing his contemplation, played a trick. Coming down from Govardhan Hill, Lord Gopal granted an interview to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was unwilling to climb the hill, thinking himself a devotee of Lord Krishna. Gopal stayed in a village called Anakut Gram on Govardhan Hill. The villagers who lived in that village were mainly from Rajasthan. Srila Prabhupada. Village named Anakutagram is referred to in the Bhakti Ratnakar, fifth wave. Gopa Gopi Bunjayena Kautuka Apara. A Hetu Anayora Nama Se Ihara. Anakuta Stana A Deka Srinivas. A Stana Darshane Haya Purna Abhilas. Here all the gopis and gopas enjoyed wonderful pastimes of Sri Krishna. Therefore this place is also called Anayora. The Anakut ceremony was celebrated here. O Srinivasa, whoever sees this place has all his desires fulfilled. It is also stated, Kundera Nikata Deka Nividha Kanana Etai Gopala Chila Haya Sangopana. Look at the dense forest near the Kunda. It was there that Gopal was concealed. Also, the Stavavali, Vrajavilas Stava 75, by Raghunath Das Goswami states, Vajendra Varyapita Bhogam Ucher Dritva Brihad Kayam Agharir Ukta Varena Radham Chalayan Vibhunkte Yatrana Kutam Tad Aham Prapadye. When Nanda Maharaj offered a large quantity of food to Govardhan Hill, Krishna assumed a gigantic form and eagerly invited everyone to ask boons from him. Then, deceiving even Srimati Radharani, he ate all the offered food. Let me take shelter of the place known as Anakuta, where Lord Krishna enjoyed these pastimes. 218, 27 to 34. One person who came to the village informed the inhabitants, "The Turkish soldiers are now preparing to attack your village. Flee this village tonight and do not allow one person to remain. Take the deity with you and leave, for the Muslim soldiers will come tomorrow." Hearing this, all the villagers became very anxious. They first took Gopal and moved him to a village known as Kantuli. The Gopal deity was kept in a house of a brahmana, and his worship was conducted secretly. Everyone fled, and thus the village of Anakut was deserted. Due to fear of the Muslims, the Gopal deity was moved from one place to another again and again. Thus, giving up his temple, Lord Gopala would sometimes live in a bush and sometimes in one village after another. In the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his bath in a lake called Manasa Ganga. He then circumambulated Govardhan Hill. Just by seeing Govardhan Hill, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became ecstatic with love of Krishna. While dancing and dancing, he recited the following verse. "Of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. Oh, my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, as well as their calves, cows, and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities. Water for drinking, the very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respect to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant." Srila Prabhupada, this is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.21.18. It was spoken by the gopis when Lord Krishna and Balaram entered the forest in the autumn. The gopis spoke among themselves and glorified Krishna and Balaram for their pastimes. Yeah, so we see here is that Lord Chaitanya, he's dealing with Govardhan as directly Krishna. And all references are that. And then in here, then he quotes from the Bhagavatam, where the gopis are saying how he's the best devotee. And so, since, you know, as we were discussing before, since you can't have any contradiction, it has to be Krishna, who is in some way, in this way, assisting him his pastimes. Because the pastimes, the main thing is the interaction of the relationships, the rasa. And so this means somehow or another he's acting in the way of the Kriya and Jnana aspects, or the Samvit and Sandini aspects, himself, as opposed to Balaram. Because Balaram's expanded as the Dham. But somehow or another here at Govardhan, he's doing it himself. So we have to be very, very careful that from these things, we don't come up with funny philosophies that Giriraj, you know, Giriraj Srila does not wear peacock feather and all these kind of weirdo stuff. We have to be very, very careful because Lord Chaitanya deals with him. He's Krishna. Just because he's a devotee means everyone is him. So the point is it's not a matter of that always a devotee has to be someone else. Like Lord Chaitanya is coming and he's the same person, right? But he's coming as Radharani, so the mood is different. But we see here in Govardhan, he's not taking a different mood. He's still in the mood of Krishna, but in assisting. Like that. You know, so he assists as Balaram, but here he's doing it himself. And then he comes as Radharani, and then he does. So in this way, you see, is that serving Krishna, Krishna's doing it himself and as Radharani.
So the argument is Govardhani is Haridasa Varya.
Yes.
Yudhishthira is Haridasa Varya. And Uddhava is Haridasa Varya. So Govardhani is also a servant of Krishna.
Yes.
As we say, he is Krishna.
It is Krishna, but he's a servant of Krishna, but it is Krishna. So this whole thing, you can't wear peacock, I don't know, what's this whole trip about peacock feathers? It's such a big thing that like you're creating the biggest opera. One has to understand the cows wear peacock feathers. The cowherd boys, when they walk up, it means if you're a boy, you're walking along the path in the forest, you see a peacock feather, you pick it up, you wear it, you play with it. The Radharani wears peacock feathers. You look at any picture of Radha Govinda, any of the three main deities, you'll see a lot of the time she's wearing peacock feathers. So this whole thing about this, and you can't wear, and Lord Chaitanya can't wear, and this and that, oh, it's like, it's insane. It's insane, the amount of extended, you know, that's what we were talking about yesterday. Can't extend it so much, otherwise people just take it and go nuts.
Well, then it goes into that Giriraj is Krishna, like Giriraj is Radha. And they worship as Radha and Krishna.
You do have a reference for that, and some do that, but it wouldn't be your standard thing.
So they have them in a certain shape that they lean onto each other, and then they keep the eyes of looking at each other.
Yeah, you could keep going with it. But you have to be, just the main point is that you do have the aspect of the white ones were Balaram, the yellow ones were Radharani. But that's Govinda Lilamrita. So the whole point is, you know, why is the average duffer dealing with that? You know what I'm saying?
Madhavananda Prabhu wrote an entire section of one of these magazines.
He did
a whole research on this to remove all speculation about the devotees of worship this way or that way.
Yeah, so one has to be careful. Is that what he calls? And so did he say it's something that's done or not? Or
no, he said it should not be done.
It should not be done.
Giriraj is Giriraj.
No, the point is Giriraj is Krishna.
Yeah.
But the point is that way then Krishna's with Radharani at those points like that. So the point is it's still Giriraj. It may have that flavor like that, but then, I mean, I remember, what was it? Keshav Bharati Maharaj, because he lived there. He found one, it was rainbow colored. You ever seen that one? Rainbow colored. One Srila had so many different stripes of colors in it. Very, very far, very unique. Never seen one like that. The point is it's all Krishna. So it has to be appreciate that's the mood. So that may have been gotten from some of the locals, the Govardhan Babas, and you know, we always have to be a little careful. But main thing is just it's Krishna. Because the point is Bala means when there's Balaram, Radharani goes a different way. If the whole hill is Balaram.
There's a small book by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur where he writes that when Balaram walks on the hill and he sees a golden shield, he moves out of the way because he thinks it's Radha.
Right.
When she walks on the hill and she sees a golden shield, she can step out of the way because it's Balaram.
Right. Yes. That's that. But it's also is that means he walked that way or she walked that way. So the whole point is then you have a place that Krishna himself personally does those activities. Then that's why there you have the highest pastimes, because you can take the intensity to the highest level, because you don't have anything else. Does that make sense? 2:18:35. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then took his bath in a lake called Govinda Kunda. And while he was there, he heard that the Gopal Didi had already gone to Kantuli Grama, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Saranta Saraswati Thakur gives the following information about Govinda Kunda. There is a village named Aniyor on Govardhan Hill, a little distance from the village of Paita. Govinda Kunda is situated near here. And there are two temples to Govinda and Baladev there. According to some, Queen Padmavati excavated this lake. In the Bhakti Ratnakar Fifth Wave, the following statement is found. A Sri Govinda Kunda Mahima Aneka Eta Indra Kaila Govindera Abhisheka. Govinda Kunda is exalted for its many spiritual activities. It was here that Indra, defeated by Lord Govinda, offered prayers to him and bathed him. In the book Stavavali, Vraja Vilasa Stava 74, the following verse is found. Nichai Prauda Bhayat Svayam Sura Pati Padau Vidridyeha Yai Svar Ganga Salilais Chakara Shurabhi Dvara Bhisheko Savam Govindasya Navam Gavam abhipata rajye spurtam, no, sputam kautukat, teryat prabhurabhut sada spuratu tat govinda kundam drishoho. With humility caused by great fear, Indra took hold of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and, in the company of a Surabhi cow, performed his coronation festival by bathing him with the waters of the heavenly Ganges River. Thus Lord Krishna's kingship over the cows became splendidly manifest. I pray that Govinda Kund, the lake created by that ceremonial bath, may eternally appear before my eyes. Also in the Mathura Kanda it is stated, Yatra bishikto Bhagavan Magona Yadhu Vairina Govinda Kundam Tajjatam Snana Matrena Mokshadam. Simply by bathing in Govinda Kunda, one is awarded liberation. This lake was produced when Bhagavan Sri Krishna was bathed by Lord Indra. So this is all from the purport. Okay. Kantuli Gram is situated near the two villages Bilachu and Gopalapura. According to hearsay, Radha and Krishna first met here. In the Bhakti Ratnakara, fifth wave, it is stated, Shaki Duha Vastre Ganti Dhila Sangopane. The two concealed themselves by tying their outer garments together. It is also stated, Faguya Laya Keha Ganti Kula Dila. With a falguya, they undid the knot. For this reason, the village is known as Gantuli. So, I guess means where the knot is. Yes.
Gantuli means where the knot is.
Must me, because that's where it said that they undid the knot or something, so they hid themselves. So I guess the cloth was too small, so they put bigger so they could hide in the bushes. To 1836 to 47. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the village of Gantuli Grama and saw the Lord Gopal deity. Overwhelmed by ecstatic love, he began to chant and dance. As soon as the Lord saw the beauty of the Gopal deity, he was immediately overwhelmed by ecstatic love, and he recited the following verse. He then chanted and danced until the day ended. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, quote, may the left arm of Sri Krishna, whose eyes are like the petals of a lotus flower, always protect you. With his left arm he raised Govardhan Hill as if it were a toy. Footnote 15. This verse is found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.1.62. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the Gopal deity for 3 days. On the fourth day, the deity returned to his own temple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked with the deity of Gopal, and he chanted and danced. A large and jubilant crowd also chanted the transcendental name of Krishna, Hari Hari. The Gopal deity then returned to his own temple, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at the bottom of the hill. So that's the main point we're seeing here, is that he is being very careful there.
Yes.
So he's dealing in that way. So then, one has...
The question is, Lord Chaitanya did not step on Govardhan.
Yes.
The Goswamis did not step on Govardhan.
Yes.
And yet Maharaj Indra pulled it.
He's a tree. Trees go wherever they like. Yeah, because I'm sure that Divyad Vrindavan, he's going to be somewhere situated over there. He's the boss of all those trees, so that they're all following in his footsteps. So. Yeah, so we don't worry about those things. You know what I'm saying? It's like, trees grow in your house, so it doesn't, We're not so worried about these things.
Mara, just to clarify on the point of Haridas and Haridev.
Yes.
So that the form of Giriraj that any sadhaka worships, is that up to him? He chooses the mood in which he worships Giriraj, or he gets the instructions of the guru? How does it work?
Well, basically, because it's Krishna, so then he's to be worshipped as Krishna. And so then the rule is that if he's on his own, Puri Maharaj was mentioning this, that that means then he's worshipped with the 16 items, you know, in the proper worship. If there's a shaligram that you're worshipping, that shaligram is getting all the technical puja and all that, then you just have to worship him with the 5 main items. Mm-hmm. Because those 5 are the ones most dear to Krishna. But if he's just on his own, then he gets worship with all 16. So therefore, it doesn't have there these things. It's not a matter of what's the mood and all that, because how are we to present the mood? How do we do that? You know, the whole point is you have a particular rati with Krishna, then yes, you may worship in your mood. Otherwise, we just follow in the footsteps of the acharyas and how they do it. And so we see that they're all worshipped nicely, like the Giriraj in No, I was thinking of, isn't it, or unless he's the Shaligram at Tota Gopinath?
In Puri?
Yes. Oh, it must have been a Shaligram, because Garadhar Pandit was worshipping.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's Giriraj.
But he's very big. Very big. But he's far out. He wears a wig. Never seen that, Shaligram with the wigs, you know? Yeah, so it's the only one I've ever seen. So you'll have these uniquenesses, but you'll see is that might be one thing that's going on there. But you see what's the standard, what's the tradition, and follow that. Otherwise people say, oh yeah, but I'm worshiping in this mood. And it's kind of like, well, who are you to say that? Who are you to make this mood up? You know? So one has to be very, very careful. Because when we say Bob, if you're not on the platform of, you know, you're not on Brahma Bhuta and liberated and on the platform of it working within your rati, may not be very developed, but whatever, at least on there, then we can start with that kind of discussion. But the fun part is people on that part won't discuss that with anybody lower than their position. So to just nonchalant, yeah, we this, that, like that, that, you know, as if it's just a, yeah, you know, yesterday, you know, I felt a little this, so we made this preparation, you know, it's like, then it's not actually looking very proper. You know, someone has to be a little careful. It is popular, but somehow or another, I'm not sure when it started, but there was this time when just everybody decided to worship deities. Before that, everyone is very careful about worshiping deities and worshiping Shaligram and Giriraj and that. But at some point, it just became anyone who went to Vrindavan just bought deities. Even they're uninitiated. They just buy deities and take them home and, you know, and oh no, but it'll inspire. It's always the thing, oh, but it'll inspire. But the point is if you're not pleasing Krishna, how is it going to be inspiring? So one has to be very, very careful on these things. Yes, naturally there is that thing, that aspect, but that's why you have 8 kinds of deities. But the problem is devotees only seem to have faith that deities are, archas are deities and pictures are not. But all of our temples, they were all pictures. And then if they had enough, then Prabhupada installed deities. And so pictures are also, like a Dvaitacharya, he worshipped a picture of Krishna. You know, that was a painting. Like that. He had the Shaligram, but the main deity was a painting. And so then these aspects of, we have to appreciate, just like the pots, they're deities. You know, so as soon as the yajna is over, that doesn't mean you walk off with their head, because they're still there. They go away in the evening, or you have to tell them to go. You know, like that. But it's kind of like the only the deity is that, and then even that in the home, it's whatever you like. So it's not that they're necessarily following a proper form of worshiping with 16 items, because 16 items is basic. You can say, oh no, but you know, this is Vrindavan, we're not Vaikuntha. Hello, it's like when they're talking about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, so many times they're talking about the 16 items. They offered this, it was that, and then they, you know, they did the bathing, they did the abhishek and that with the tears from their eyes, and then they dried, because then you offer the cloth for drying that with their hair, and all these different things like that. So they always refer to the 16 items. That's just standard worship. Now doing it with on reverence, doing it with these, that takes on the Vaikuntha aspect. You know, so we're careful about that. Rupa Goswami makes that point. So that's why we use mudras when we're preparing for worship. But in the actual worship directly, we don't use them. Vaikuntha worship, you do. But we only use it for purifying and installing and those things. But once ija is done, then we don't use them. So he makes it clear, we don't use that. We don't use those kushgrass rings. So, you know, the different things. We don't do the Dwarka Dhyanam and Rukmini Puja. You know, so that generally nobody's doing. So that's not a problem. And so these things are there. They're bona fide, but they're not useful for us. Right? He gives. There's those that are directly, service. There's those that are supportive of that service. There are those things that are neutral, like taking a bath. You could use it anyway, but we use it for that. Then there are those things that are not supportive of the service, meaning our service. They're bona fide, but not supportive. So things we won't do, though another Vaishnava, it's bona fide for them to do. Then there's the fifth, that's just what's improper for devotional service. And so then, you know, we already see is that in there, these things are there. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a very nice, simple padati. Like that, all the 16 items, all the main things are there. It's a very quick, simple thing. And so everybody can do these things. And so that's the thing. You know, whatever it is, you do your best. You know, people do their best. They try to do whatever they can like that. And so there may be some wide range on that. But at the same time, it shouldn't be taken so it shouldn't just be whimsical, right? If you can take care, then you get involved in these. You know, they have to be clean, they have to be this, that. You know, because always they all want deities, but, you know, what's the minimum standard? You know, can we bathe them, you know, once every Ekadasi, you know, like that, dress them every Ekadasi? And that says, yes, that's just the... You bathe and dress every Ekadasi, and you eat every Ekadasi, and it's fine. Krishna won't care at all. You know, or if that's too much, then yeah, do it once a week, you know, like that. But, you know. So that's the difficulty, is that you have a thing that has a standard, and Prabhupada was quite strict on that standard, but then suddenly it just like that, and then what do you say? Because people are doing, and oh, we've had these deities for so long, and this and that, and then okay, do your best. Just remember that you're trying to please Krishna and do the best you can, you know. But at the same time, is then, you know, there is standards, and so we don't worry about those standards. At the same time, is then, you know, social standards and this and that, you know. So the only authorities becomes what do you call it? Google guru, you know, you know, that, oh, you can't do this, and that's not politically correct, and that, these are strict standards, but, you know, things like worshiping the Lord and this and that, that's just, you know. So you have to be very, very careful. Yes?
Can you say that the best way to worship the deity is when we receive the instruction from the deity?
The best is, yeah, we will receive instruction from authority.
Most of the time it is, like you said, you know, it's a tendency, go to the bazaar and like that.
Yeah, well, what you have is that, generally speaking, is an average. I'm just giving an average from what I've seen. But, you know, I haven't been involved for some time. Is that about 3 years it lasts. And then they either are put in a box, go to sleep, or that one devotee who does regularly worship his puja, that's why he has 10 sets of deities. You know, that's why the temple has more deities. Like this. So, you know, these things happen. So we have to be very, very careful, because that's the thing, is as Gaudiyas, is that we have these things, we follow the tradition, we're very strict on it, but at the same time as we keep things simple, is that it's not the major part, it's a support. Like that. Unless your major service is Archanam. And then you do it very nicely and all that. But otherwise for us, is that it's all part of the thing. But even though it's a secondary thing, what we do nicely. You know, it's like Prabhupada had, I'm not sure if even the trunk's still there, but there was a set of Gorni Thai. I think they're out on one of the buses now. But there was a set of Gorni Thai that was in one of those, galvanized steel trunks, you know, that, you know, like everybody used to have, you know. And so they lived in there. And then whenever there was some festival and all that, they'd come out. And when they came out and then were set up and the worship started, only second initiated devotees were there, and they got the full puja. You know, what was practical for the place. You know, they might do two, you know, a Mangal Artik, a Darshan Artik, and maybe the evening Artik, like that. But, you know, then whatever was cooked there at the festival, then they were offered and things like that. But it wasn't that just anybody did. And then when the presto was over, they went back in the box. And then, so it's called temporarily installed. Yes. There's permanent installed, temporarily installed. There's no such thing as uninstalled. Yes. Unless, of course, I mean, if we could pull this off, I'm sure it would please a lot of people. But then you have to look at it as a very similar kind of thing. As long as there's uninstalled girlfriends or wives, you know, you just keep them in the closet, and whenever you feel, you pull them out, dress them up, you know, go out to dinner and everything like that. And when you're not, then you put them back in the closet and close the door. Sorry?
There's husband for an hour and wife for an hour.
Wife for an hour, husband for an hour.
More than 1 hour.
Oh, I see, but it's by the hour.
If you need to go to the meeting or do something.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
And it's not courtesans. It's different.
It's different. It's not escorts? No.
It's different.
But during that time you have to treat him properly. I mean, okay. you have to go buy him stuff, take him out to dinner, and do the whole. So you know, no such thing. So the same way, it's not for you can't have, you don't have uninstalled friends. You don't have, you know, it's like that. It's just it's proper or not. It may be temporarily installed or something, or you do the best. But the point is the form is Krishna. And then to that degree of your worship, then you do. Someone might do like puja, just something once in the morning, like that and that, and that's all for the day. You know, whatever they can do, they establish whatever they cook in the house, they'll offer. You know, so if they cook three times, they'll offer three times. They only cook once, they'll cook once. So you make a standard that you can maintain. But the point is there has to be some kind of regularity. You know, and then always they do it, and then, oh, can we do it Manasa Puja and that, because we're trapped, you know. You get into all these difficulties because, you know, then have pictures. I remember our temple, it was pictures. And when we go out traveling, you just, you know, close, lock the door and go. No one stays back. No one does anything. The place is empty. And when you come back, you start to worship again. So that's the deities for when you do, it's there. And when you don't, it does, nothing happens. Because the point, the favorite part of the archa, you know, in the 11th canto is the bath. And that's the one thing no one wants to do. You know? So unless it's just there a 3D picture, you know, like Prabhupada on the Vyasa-san, Prabhupada mentioned, it just is a 3D picture. So you just do the same worship there as you would for the picture. So all they would do is the Guru Puja, and then they would change his clothes.
And there's a mirror.
Huh? Yeah, I mean, if someone wants to go more, but technically you don't have to. No one ever bathed the picture on the Vyasa-san when Prabhupada was here. So if they want to do it, they can. But then you maintain it. You have a big enough, you know, temple, enough people, and then you can do stuff like that. But it's not essential.
Well, you know, they are pastimes in the Bhagavatam. They're down pastimes. And you read the story, and interwoven in the narrative, those 16 items pop up.
Yes.
And you think, oh, so that's where Pagan is coming from. That's where Agam is coming from.
Yes. All of them is that. It means it all comes from Braj. Then it becomes formalized in Dwarka. And then in Vaikuntha, it's very, very rigid. Because that's just what they do all day. You know, it means, like for us, it's a festival. You know what I mean? In Vaikuntha, you know, he comes in and like that, and then on the Mantrasana, they do all the different, you know, what's it? Asanam, Swagatam, Padyam, Argyam, Achamniyam, Madhuparka, Punar, Achamniyam. Then, and in there, you know, he's greeted, and then there'll be the garlands, there'll be the offerings, there'll be everything will be there. But it's all around that. The main items are those, and the other ones are supportive. You know, so the 10 items would be off. So it's that and then the other, you know, Gandapushpa Dub Deep Naivedya. Right? Does this mean anything?
Yeah.
Okay. So then the Lord would get on a palanquin, and then with a big procession and kirtan and all the festivities and that, you know, like with the elephant procession, then he goes to the place, to the snanasanam place. Then he goes there, all the garlands, everything taken off from the last worship, that's all given to Vishrakshena. And then they start again. Then they're going to do there asanam, swaganam, padyamargyam, achamaniyam, madhuparka. They may not do the madhuparka and that, but sometimes they do. Depends on how much they want to do. Then they'll do deep naivete like this. Then they'll do the snan, or they'll do the snan in between. Then they'll end with those, like that. But it's all around the snan. Then they go from there, then he gets again, and he goes to the next place for the alankarasana. And then it'll be, again, asanam, swaganam, puja, like this, and then he's going to be, the dressing and all that, then the ganda pushpa dup deep naivedya. Then he'll go, and then to the boga place. Then they'll do again. They'll receive him. He'll be offered all the thing and everything like that. Then he'll go to the paryankasana, where he'll rest. So that's what they do. You know, it's like the, you know, one puja takes them. It's a huge festival. You know, so in Dwarka you'll see it'll be more kind of within what we're used to, but more formalized. You know, like that. And then Braj, it'll be very, very subtle. It's there, but it's because it's about the mood. It's another way to express the mood. So if that's understood, then yes, then you make your home worship how you can do like this with this whole thing. Well, you know, I thought this bomb and that bomb and that kind of stuff. Then, you know, that's not so important. That makes sense? So then in the home, you see what you can do, what kind of services that you can do, and try to be regular, you know. You know, or even find the principle of it if you can't be regular. But what's the principle that will be regular? Something's regular. You know, it's just like if we cook, we will offer. Yes. So if you don't cook, there's no offering. Yes. You know, and it may be, you know, like I said, three times a day, maybe only one time, you know, like that. But whatever it is, the point is you make something that can be maintained, because the steadiness is more important. Like that. And then like that, then the worship goes on nice. But, you know. But the Pancharatric, you know, tradition is that when you get second initiation, you get deities and you worship full in your house. That's why you see you go to all the Indian houses and stuff. You know, you want to go early in the morning. They're doing puja for an hour and a half, 2 hours every day. And this is the guy that's a big corporate dude. You know, nowadays, oh no, no time. They spend 2 hours doing their puja, and you don't bother them. You know, you sit out there and wait. You know, so that would be there, and Prabhupada then made it, you know, following Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur very kindly, then you have the central main deity. And that way you don't have to keep deities at your home. The worship is done through there. So by seeing the puja, you get the same benefits. So you see Mangalarti, see the darshan, you take the Chaitanya, you do all these things. We have our guru puja like that. And so that's all these things are essential parts. Then, so for us, the abhigamana and the swadhyaya are prominent things. And then in the middle, just what parts may be our service or something part or what we take part in. And that way then with the main deity, then everything's there, because it's understood if you have a deity at home, it's an expansion of that main deity. You know, like someone here in Mayapur, the deities would be expansions of Radha Madhava. You know, if they have Jagannath of there. Unless they've had the deities from somewhere else, you know, and they were there, let's say they come from London, and so they're Radha London Ishwar. When they move here, then they would still be in their mind, you know, Radha London Ishwar. But the point is the main, those main deities are then for there, and everybody else has. Like in Sri Rangam, everyone has their deity, but their deities are all expansions of Rangaji. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So in other words, people have to be mature about it and actually see what we can do in the way of service here, rather than just I feel like it and what I want to do and what's convenient for me. Because we see, as we've, you know, been studying from the, you know, Nectar Devotion and the Natya Shastra, then it's all about the mood. That's the whole. The form of it then is in support of that. So you have to see that that's mature, and it's centered around Krishna. So the highest level is about Krishna. The middle level is, you know, is kind of has that mixed. Lowest level is about yourself, connected to Krishna, of course. So we always have to be careful. So we may be on that platform, but then don't talk like we're, you know, some, like, you know, dancing on the, you know, the waves of Radhakund or something, you know, like that. Is that okay? Yeah. Yes.
Second initiation means some maturity must be there.
Supposed to be. Prabhupada had mentioned second initiation is supposed to indicate nishtha. That's their steadiness. That's what you look for, is that steadiness in devotional service. That's why you see Prabhupada, if you see that in someone early, like Bhakti Churumaras, he got first and second together after 3 months. Like that. And that, and there's a few other devotees like that, but it'd be there. In India, you know, just to stay in India and that, and then they got second earlier.
Yes.
In the West, it would take a little longer, unless Prabhupada met somebody and just think there was an initiation, maybe that, he felt that this person, then they got. So it's a matter of steadiness is there. So that's what you're looking for. That's the main thing. And then like that. Because the point is it should assist your devotional service and all that. And so it can't be taken lightly, but at the same time, we're not ritualistic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, so you have to find what balance nicely works for you. Mm-hmm. How it'll be inspiring, how, like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Because if you're going to be regular, someone's regular, they like to do puja, they like to do, then very nice. But if it's sometimes they like to do, sometimes they don't. The pictures are such a nice option, because if, you know, every day you just walk by on your way to work, you know, and, you know, maybe offer your best instances or, you know, Hari Bol, you know, it'll work. And then one day, you know, it's like whatever it is, and, you know, there's no work and this, and there's something, then you might get into it, and, you know, someone may, you know, clean them nicely or put some garlands or decorate the altar. Then it's whenever you can, you do. You know, if you can make that more regular, that's even better. But the point is that sporadic thing that works really good with mm-hmm. someone has to see is that you need. So what you can do is what you do. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not like, oh, so this is an offensive. Just we don't go that far. The point is, if you have deities you're worshiping, then be responsible, be mature. Do the best you can. Don't do less. In other words, what you can do, if you can only bathe them every Ekadasi, then you be bathing them every Ekadasi. Plan for that. Not, if I want, I do. If I don't. So the problem comes up is that if we follow the rules given, then we know this is what I have to do. If we make up our rules, then the problem comes is, well, I made them up. I can also break them. That's the weakness. So that's why all these made-up systems, you know, they don't necessarily work very well. You know. So that's that, we have to be careful about that. Is that good? Yeah. Yeah, so therefore, see, we take the mood of the acharyas, how they dealt and everything, and then that's there, you know. So you have to see is how they dealt, how they did, and take from there, you know. And you see is that, how is that followed by the others, right? So let's say like Ramanujacharya, when he came to Tirupati, the hill, he walked up on his knees. Right? But we don't see anybody else doing that. Any of the other acharyas, any other great personalities, and that didn't do that. So we can understand that was, in other words, you're respectful to the hill, you walk up, but that kind of thing, only Ramanujacharya, you know, like that kind of thing. You know, so then you understand what's, you know, more and what's that. So you just see that's why tradition is important. You see what the great personalities did. And so we see is, like you said, nobody went on Govardhan, so we don't go. Thus, all the desires of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were satisfied by the Gopal deity. This is the way of Lord Gopal's kind behavior to his devotees. Seeing this, the devotees were overwhelmed by ecstatic love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very eager to see Gopal, but he did not want to climb Govardhan Hill. Therefore, by some trick, the Gopal deity personally descended. In this way, giving some excuse, Gopal sometimes remains in the bushes of the forest and sometimes he stays in the village. One who is a devotee comes to see the deity. The two brothers, Rupa and Sanatan, did not climb the hill. To them also, Lord Gopal granted an interview. In ripe old age, Srila Rupa Goswami could not go there, but he had a desire to see the beauty of Gopal. Due to fear of the Muslims, Gopal went to Mathura, where he remained in the house of Vitaleshwara for 1 month. Srila Prabhupada. When the two brothers, Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, went to Vrindavana, they decided to live there. Following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example, they did not climb the hill because they considered it non-different from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? So that's the point. He may be in the mood of a devotee, but still, who's in that mood? Krishna. That's the point. So the two are, it's not a problem. This thing has to be one or the other. No, it's not a problem. On some pretext, the Gopal deity granted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu an audience beneath the hill. And Gopal similarly favored Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. During his ripe old age, when Rupa Goswami could not go to Govardhan Hill because of invalidity, Gopal kindly went to Mathura and remained at the house of Vitaleshwara for 1 month. It was then that Srila Rupa Goswami could see Gopal's beauty to his heart's content. The following description concerning Vitaleshwara is given in Bhakti Ratnakar, Fifth Way. Right? So you see a lot of pastimes are also in this Bhakti Ratnakar. Vitaleshwara Seva Krishna Chaitanya Vigraha Tahara Darshane Haila Parama Agraha Sri Vitalanatha Bhata Valabha Tanaya Karlila Jateka Priti Kahila Nahaya Gatoli Grame Gopala Aila Chala Kari Kare Dekai Deki Nitya Gite Magna Gorahari Sri Dasa Goswami Adi Paramarsha Kari Sri Vitaleshwara Kaila Seva Adi Kari Pita Sri Vallabha Bhatta Tara Adarshane Katadina Maturaya Chilena Nirjane. Sri Vallabha Bhatta had two sons. The elder, Gopinath, was born in 1432, Shakabda era, AD 1510, and the younger, Vitaleshwara, was born in 1437, AD 1515, and died in 1507, AD 1585. Vitaleshwara had seven sons, Giridhara, Govinda, Balakrishna, Gokulesha, Raghunatha, Yarunatha, and Ganesham. Vitaleshwara completed many of his father's unfinished books, including his commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, the Subodhini commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, Vidvan Mandana, Shringara Rasa Mandana, and Nyasa Desha Vivarana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan before the birth of Vitaleshwara. As previously mentioned, Srila Rupa Goswami was very old at the time Gopal stayed at the house of Vitaleshwara. Uddhriti, Bhakti Ratnakar. The worship of a lord served by Vitala is the same Gopal deity Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was eager to see. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita 2:18-23. Is that what we're doing now? Yeah, within this. Yeah. Vitalanatha was the son of Vallabha Bhatta. His loving sentiments were beyond description. Sometimes Gopal lived at Kantuli Grama, and in this way Gopal filled his devotees' desires. The crest jewel of sannyasis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, glorified this earth by his pilgrimage to the holy places. Fortunate indeed are those who witnessed his pastimes as he visited all the tirthas of Mathura, Vrindavan, Govardhana, and Radhakunda. The Lord had a great desire for the darshan of Gopala. However, in the mood of a devotee, he felt he could not climb Govardhana. At that time, on some pretext, Gopala came to the village of Kantuli, taking the opportunity to have Gopala's darshan. The Lord fully immersed himself in ecstatic chanting and dancing. By seeing the Lord's wonderful manifestation of love, Everyone lost their composure. At that time, Gopala's service was in the care of two Brahmin disciples of Madhavendra Puri. Having received the mercy of Madhavendra Puri, these Gaudiya Brahmins were fully renounced and always absorbed in love of Godhead. What can be said? After not seeing them for some days, people wondered which fortunate person could perform their service to Gopal. Consulting with Sri Dasa Goswami and others, Sri Vitala was given the charge to serve Gopala. After the demise of his father, Sri Vallabha Bhatta, Vitala had spent some days in Mathura living in solitude. Overwhelmed by the pastimes of Gaurachandra, he always carefully engaged in serving Gopala. Raghava Pandit thus described the qualities of Gopala, and they cheerfully continued on from Gantuli. That was from, again, okay, Bhakti Ratna. 2:18, 48-49. Srila Rupa Goswami and his associates stayed in Mathura for 1 month and saw the Gopal deity. When Rupa Goswami stayed at Mathura, he was accompanied by Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Lokanath Das Goswami, Srila Prabhupada. Sri Lokanath Goswami was a personal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and a great devotee of the Lord. He was a resident of the village named Tala Kandi in the district of Jessohara. In Bengal. Previously, he lived in Kanchanapada. His father's name was Padmanabha, and his only sibling was a younger brother named Pragalbha. Following the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Lokanath went to Vrindavan to live. He established a temple named Gokulananda. Srila Narottam Das Thakur selected Lokanath Das Goswami to be his spiritual master, and Narottam Das Thakur was his only disciple. Because Lokanath Das Goswami did not want his name mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we do not often see it in this celebrated work. On the REBR railroad, so this would be the eastern something, the Yashodhara station is located in Bangladesh. From the railway station, one has to go by bus to the village of Sonakali, and from there to Kejura. From there, one has to walk, or during the rainy season, go by boat. That's so funny. You can walk, but in the rainy season, no, you have to take a boat. Okay. To the village of Talakadi. In this village, there are still descendants of Lokanath Goswami's younger brother. 2:18, 50-52. Bhugarbha Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Yadavacharya, and Govinda Goswami also accompanied Srila Rupa Goswami. He was also accompanied by Sri Uddhava Dasa, Madhava, Sri Gopal Das, and Narayana Das. The great devotee Govinda, Vani Krishna Das, Pundarikaksha, Ishana, and Lagu Haridas also accompanied him. Srila Prabhupada. Lagu Haridas should not be confused with Junior Haridas. Okay, who committed suicide at Prayag. Okay. Generally, a devotee is called Haridas, and consequently, there are many Haridasas. The chief was Thakur Haridas. There was also Madhyama Haridas. Wow, never heard about it. So you have big, small. Yeah, and then you had Lagu, which also means, you know, smaller than junior. So you had, yeah. So in the Bhakti Ratnakar, sixth wave, there's a list of many of the chief devotees who accompanied Srila Rupa Goswami. Goswami, Gopala Bhatta, Ati, Dayamaya, Bhugarbha, Sri Lokanatha, Gunera, Alaya, Sri Madhava, Sri Paramananda, Bhattacharya, Sri Madhu Pandit, Jara, Charita, Ascharya. Premi, Krishnadasa, Krishnadasa, Brahmachari, Yadava Acharya, Narayana, Kripa Van, Sri Pundarikaksha, Gosai, Govinda, Ishan, Sri Govinda, Vani, Krishnadasa, Atyudara. Sri Uddhava Madhye Madhye Gaure Gati Jara Dvijahari Dasa Krishna Dasa Kaviraja Sri Gopala Dasa Jara Alo Kika Kaya Sri Gopala Maravadi Jateka Vaishnava. The following Vaishnavas are present with Srila Rupa Goswami. The merciful Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, Sri Lokanath Das Goswami, a reservoir of good qualities, Sri Madhava, Sri Paramananda Bhattacharya, Sri Madhu Pandit, those whose characteristics are all wonderful, Premi Krishnadas, Krishnadas Brahmachari, Yadavacharya, the merciful Narayana, Sri Pundarikaksha Goswami, Govinda, Ishana, Sri Govinda, the magnanimous Vani Krishna Das, Sri Uddhava, who occasionally visited Bengal, Dvijahari Das, Krishna Das Kaviraj, Sri Gopal Das, whose body is completely spiritual, Sri Gopal, Madhava, and many others. Mm-hmm. So it seems Krishna Das Kaviraj also went there. Definitely, definitely. 2:18:53-55. It was with great jubilation that Rupa Goswami visited Lord Gopal, accompanied by all these devotees. After staying at Mathura for 1 month, the Gopal Deity returned to his own place. So you see, he goes out, moves around like this, and then where the devotee is going to come, moves to a place, stays there, then after they see him, then he goes back. Just like he goes out, but once Lord Chaitanya seen, he went back. He went out again when Rupa Goswami seen, then he went back. So it's not that he was out, they came inside, he kept out. No, then, okay, now go back to the temple. After staying in Mathura for 1 month, the Gopal Deity returned to his own place and Sri Rupa Goswami returned to Vrindavan. In the course of this story, I have given description of Lord Gopal's mercy. After seeing the Gopal Deity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sri Kamyavana, Srila Prabhupada. Kamyavana is mentioned in the Adi Varaha Purana. Chaturtam Kamyaka Vanam Vananam Vanam Utama Tatra Gatva Naro Devi Mama Loke Mahi Yate. Lord Shiva said, "The best of all forests is the fourth of these, named Kamyaka. O goddess, Devi, any person who goes there is eligible to enjoy the glories of my abode." In the Bhakti Ratnakar, fifth wave, it is also said, "E Kamyavane Krishna Lila Manohara Karibe Darshana Stana Kunda Bahutara." Kamyavane Jata Tirta Lekha Nahi Tara. In this Kamyavan forest, Krishna performed enchanting pastimes. Here you will be able to take darshan of many ponds and other transcendental spots. I cannot even describe in writing all the sacred tirthas found at Kamyavan. 2:18:56. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's touring Vrindavan has been previously described. In the same ecstatic way, he traveled all over Vrindavan. Verses 57-90. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues his tour of Vrindavan. 2:18:57-58. After visiting the places of Krishna's pastimes at Kamyavan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Nandishwara, the house of Nanda Maharaj. While there, he was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in all the celebrated lakes, beginning with Lake Pavana. Thereafter, he climbed a hill and spoke to the people. Srila Prabhupada. The Pavana Sarovar is described in the Mathura Mahatmya. Pavane Sarasi Snatva Krishnam Nandishware Girau Drishtva Nandam Jashodam Cha Sarva Bhishtam Avap Nuyat. One who bathes in Pavana Lake by Nandishwar Hill will see Krishna there along with Nanda and Jashoda and will fulfill all his desires. 2:18:59-63. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks, "Are there any deities on top of this hill?" The local people reply, "There are deities on this hill, but they are located within a cave. There are a father and a mother with well-built bodies, and between them is a very beautiful child who is curved in three places. Hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. After excavating the cave, he saw the three deities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his respects to Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. With great ecstatic love, he touched the body of Lord Krishna. Every day, the Lord chanted and danced in ecstatic love. Finally, he went to Kadirava. So then he also then excavated those deities. Srila Prabhupada, Kadiravan is described in the Bhakti Ratnakar, fifth wave. Dekahaha, Kadiravana, Vidita, Jagate, Vishnu Loka, Prapti, Eta, Gamana, Matrete. Behold the forest named Kadiravan, renowned throughout the universe. If one comes to Kadiravan, he can immediately be elevated to Vishnu Loka. 2:18:64-66. After seeing the places of Lord Krishna's pastime, Sri Krishna went to Seshashayi, where he saw Lakshmi and recited the following verse. O dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently on our breasts, fearing that your feet will be hurt. Our life rests only in you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by pebbles as you roam about on the forest path. Footnote 16. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:31-19, spoken by the gopis when Krishna left them in the midst of the Rasa Leela. Afterwards, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Kali Tirtha and then went to Bandiravan. Right, so that anxiety of that Krishna can have any disturbance and all that, then that's one of the qualifications, one of the mentalities. I think that I think it was Vishwanath was saying that that's an indication of the Mahabhava aspect. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Kala Tirtha and then went to Bandiravan, after crossing the Jamuna River, he went to Badravan. Srila Prabhupada. In the Bhakti Ratnakar, it is said that Sri Krishna and Balaram used to play at Kala Tirtha with the coward boys during the entire day. Mother Yashoda had to call them to take their baths and to eat their lunch. Kala Tirtha. 2:18:67. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then visited Shivana and Lohavana. He then went to Mahavana and saw Gokula, the place of Lord Krishna's early pastimes. Srila Prabhupada. Of Shivana, also called Bilavana, the Bhakti Ratnakara states, Deyata Pujita Bilavana Shobhamaya. The beautiful forest of Bilavan is worshipped by all the demigods. Oh, not Bilavan. Bilvavan. Yeah, Bilvavan. About Lohavan, the Bhakti Ratnakar fifth wave states, Lohavane Krishnera Adbhuta Gocharana Eta Loha Jangasure Vadane Bhagavana. At Lohavan, Lord Krishna used to tend the cows. The demon named Loha Janga was killed at this place. Mahavan is described as follows in the Bhakti Ratnakar fifth wave. Deka Nanda Yashoda Alaya Mahavane A Deka Shri Krishna Chandera Janma Stala Shri Gokula Mahavana Dui Eka Kaya. Behold the house of Nanda and Yashoda in Mahavan. See the birthplace of Lord Krishna. Mahavan and the birthplace of Lord Krishna, Gokula, are one and the same. So Mahavan and Gokula are on the same area? So the Gokula is in Mahavan. Okay. 2:18:68-70. Upon seeing the place where the twin Arjuna trees had been broken by Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was moved to great ecstatic love. After seeing Gokula, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Mathura, where he saw the birthplace of the Lord. While there, he stayed at the house of the Sanodiya Brahmana. Seeing a great crowd assemble at Mathura, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left and went to Akrura Tirtha. He remained there in a solitary place. Srila Prabhupada. Akura Tirtha is also mentioned in the Bhakti Ratnakara, fifth way. Deka Srinivasa e Akura Grame te Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Chilena Nibrite. Srinivasa, look at this village of Akura. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there in a solitary place. 1871. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan and took his bath at Kaliya Lake and Praskandana. Srila Prabhupada, Kaliya Harada is mentioned in the Bhakti Ratnakar, fifth way. A Kaliya Tirtha Papa Vinashaya Kaliya Tirtha Stane Bahu Karya Siddhaya. When one takes bath at Kaliya Harada, he is freed from all sinful reactions. One can also be successful in business by bathing at Kaliya Harada.
It's a bonus.
A bonus, yeah.
That's why all the Marwaris
do that. They're all there at that distance. I don't know if I've ever been to Kaliya Harada. I'm not sure where it is.
No wonder Maharaj is sannyasi.
Sorry?
No wonder you've never been there.
No, thanks. Making plans.
No, that place is dry now.
You can bring your
Jimona went.
So it's just kind of a place like that.
Yeah.
Bring your own bottle. Right? Okay.
Instead of water, you just go in the glass.
Yeah, that.
Is the same one with the Niyaka or this company?
Oh, there where the tree is.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Oh, I mean, because it moved. That used to be before. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the
okay, because the Yamuna used to go down there. Yes. Oh, okay. So then that was a big area. Yeah, because it is low. Just when you pass the road, it goes very low there.
During the rainy season, it gets flooded.
Okay. Yes, so it's like a sorry.
There was a bridge before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back in the 70s, there was a bridge.
Yeah.
And they took it off to build the road.
Oh, really? They took it down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember once I was walking with Govindamars, and we were someplace, I'm not sure, around Govardhan or someplace, and we came around the corner and says, oh, wow, this is just like that, you know, I mentioned, you know, after you cross that there where the bridge was, and then the road splits. So the main one goes this way and the other one goes into town. And there was this like little kind of like empty area, kind of open and all that. And I said, oh, this is just like that. He just kind of smiled and didn't say anything. And then later, when we went on Parikram, when we got to that place, that he says, that's why I smiled, because now it was completely a whole scene there. Yeah, it's very built up. So.
Yeah, it's all.
Yeah. You could do Parikram in a bulldozer. No, I'm just saying you go with that, anything in the way, rickshaws, this, that, you just... Oh, just go up and you just keep going around.
They even tried to build an overpass.
Yeah, so I kind of got around and then it just stops.
To get to Mathura and Hari, you saw those cement pillars sitting in the water.
Yeah. I heard it was a plan to get people to go to Bunky Bihari instead of our temple.
Yeah.
2-8.
Before
Adityanath
became the CM for
UP. Okay, so he was more into developing the.
He stopped the prayer.
Hmm?
Adityanath stopped the prayer.
Okay. Okay. 1872 to 90. After seeing the holy place called Prakash. Praskandana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Dwarasaditya. From there he went to Keshi Tirtha. Dwarasaditya, that's that little here next to Madan Mohan. Okay. From there he went to Keshi Tirtha. Oh, so he's just going down the Parikram. Okay. Oh, because he came from Mathura. Because if you don't, it means where we turn, you know, we turn left, but if you keep going, that'll go to Mathura. No? Okay. Okay. And then he saw the place where the Rasa dance had taken place. Okay, so he just come here. Okay. He immediately lost consciousness due to ecstatic love. When the Lord regained his senses, he began to roll on the ground. He would sometimes laugh, cry, dance, and fall down. He would also chant very loudly. Being thus transcendentally amused, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed that day happily at Keshi Tirtha. In the evening, he returned to Akura Tirtha, where he took his meal. The next morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Vrindavan and took his bath at Chiragat. He then went to Tentulitala, where he took rest. The tamarind tree named Tentulitala was very old, having been there since the time of Lord Krishna's pastimes. Oh, this is Imlitala. Okay. Beneath the tree was a very shiny platform. Since the river Jamuna flowed near Tentulitala, a very cool breeze blew there. While there, the Lord saw the beauty of Vrindavan and the water of the river Jamuna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit beneath the old tamarind tree and chant the holy name of the Lord. At noon, he would return to Akura Tirtha to take lunch.
It's quite a walk.
Yeah, it's serious. It just walks down, walks back.
No rickshaw.
All the people who lived near Akura Tirtha came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And due to the large crowds, the Lord could not peacefully chant the holy name. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to Vrindavan and sit in a solitary place, where he would chant the holy name until noon. In the afternoon, people were able to speak to him. The Lord told everyone of the importance of chanting of the holy name. During this time, a Vaishnava named Krishnadas came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a householder belonging to the Kshatriya caste, and his house was located on the other side of the Jamuna. After bathing at Keshi Tirtha, Krishnadas went towards Kaliadaha and suddenly saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting at Amlitala, Tentulitala. This Amli must be the old. Upon seeing the Lord's personal beauty and ecstatic love, Krishnadas was very much astonished. Out of ecstatic love, he offered his respectful obeisances unto the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Krishnadas, "Who are you? Where is your home?" Krishnadas replied, "I am a most fallen householder. I belong to the Rajaputa caste. My home is just on the other side of the river Jamuna, but I wish to be the servant of a Vaishnava. Today I have had a dream, and according to that dream, I have come here and found you." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then bestowed upon Krishnadas' causeless mercy by embracing him. Krishnadas became mad with ecstatic love and began to dance and to chant the holy name of Hari. Krishnadas returned to Akura Tirtha with the Lord, and the remnants of the Lord's food were given to him. Verses 91 to 127. The Kaliadahana incident. 2:18:91-99.
Huh. The Sanskrit name, and Amli I think is the original Prakrit language. Now Imli is the Hindi name.
Tetul in Bengali, Tetul means tamarind.
Oh, and so yeah, that's right. Imli is the Hindi. Okay.
Amlika is what I think.
Tentuli, then that would be the Sanskrit for tamarind. In Bangla is then Tetul. Oh, okay, so it's just you drop out the N and the I. Mm. So maybe it's that, so they say it in the nose, Tetul? Okay, so the N is said. Tetul. So it's... okay.
And Amlika is that Surasena language.
Okay, so that's what it, some it becomes that. Okay, and that's the Imli. The next morning, Krishnas went with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan and carried his water pot. Krishnas thus left his wife, home, and children in order to remain with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everywhere the Lord went, all the people said, Krishna has again manifested at Vrindavan. One morning, many people came to Akura Tirtha. As they came from Vrindavan, they made a tumultuous sound. Upon seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the people offered respects at his lotus feet. The Lord then asked them, where are you all coming from? The people replied, Krishna has again manifested himself in the waters of Kaliya Lake. He dances on the hoods of the serpent Kaliya, and the jewels on those hoods are blazing. Everyone has seen Lord Krishna himself. There is no doubt about it. Hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to laugh. He then said, everything is correct. For three successive nights, people went to Kaliya Daha to see Krishna, and everyone returned saying, now we have seen Krishna himself. Everyone came before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, now we have directly seen Lord Krishna. Thus, by the mercy of the goddess of learning, they were made to speak the truth. When the people saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they actually saw Krishna. But because they were following their own imperfect knowledge, they accepted the wrong thing as Krishna. At that time, Balabhadra Bhattacharya placed a request at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, please give me permission to go see Lord Krishna directly. Srila Prabhupada. The puzzled people who visited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were actually seeing Lord Krishna, but they were mistaken in thinking that Lord Krishna had come to Kaliya Lake. They all said that they had seen Krishna directly performing his pastimes on the hoods of the serpent Kaliya, and that the jewels on Kaliya's hoods were blazing brilliantly. Because they were speculating with their imperfect knowledge, they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as an ordinary human being and a boatman's light in the lake as Krishna. One must see things as they are through the mercy of the spiritual master. Otherwise, if one tries to see Krishna directly, he may mistake an ordinary man for Krishna or Krishna for an ordinary man. Everyone has to see Krishna according to the verdict of the Vedic literatures presented by the self-realized spiritual master. A sincere person is able to see Krishna through the transparent Vaya media of Sri Gurudeva, the spiritual master. Unless one is enlightened by the knowledge given by the spiritual master, he cannot see things as they are, even though he remains constantly with the spiritual master. This incident at Kaliya Daha is very instructive for those eager to advance in Krishna consciousness. 218-100. When Balabhadra Bhattacharya asked, because he said it was for... Where it was saying, wasn't it, it says for three nights?
Yeah. The verse.
Sorry?
The verse before
the previous.
Oh, three consecutive nights. Yeah, so just a night they went to see, yeah. When Balabhadra Bhattacharya asked to see Krishna at Kaliya Daha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully slapped him, saying, you are a learned scholar, but you have become a fool, being influenced by the statements of other fools. Srila Prabhupada. Maya is so strong that even a person like Balabhadra Bhattacharya, who was constantly staying with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was influenced by the words of fools. He wanted to see Krishna directly by going to Kaliya Daha. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the original spiritual master, would not allow his servant to fall into such foolishness. He therefore chastised him, slapping him just to bring him to a real sense of Krishna consciousness. 218-101. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, why would Krishna appear in the age of Kali? Foolish people who are mistaken are simply causing agitation and making a tumult. Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first statement, Krishna Kene Darshana, Darsha Darashana, Dibe Kali Kale, refers to the scriptures. According to scripture, Krishna appears in Dwapara, but he never appears as himself in Kali Yuga. Rather, he appears in Kali Yuga in a covered form. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32, Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam. Krishna appears in the age of Kali in the garb of a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who always associates with his internal soldiers, Sri Advaita Prabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Srivas Prabhu, and Garadhar Prabhu. Although Balabhadra Bhattacharya was personally serving Lord Krishna, in his role as a devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he mistook Lord Krishna for an ordinary man, and an ordinary man for Lord Krishna, because he did not follow the rules set down by Shastra and Guru. 218-102-108. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "Do not become mad. Simply sit down here, and tomorrow night you will go see Krishna." The next morning, some respectable gentlemen came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord asked them, "Have you seen Krishna?" These respectable gentlemen replied, "At night, in Kaliya Lake, a fisherman lights a torch in his boat and catches many fish. From a distance, people mistakenly think that they are seeing Krishna dancing on the body of the Kaliya serpent. These fools think that the boat is the Kaliya serpent, and the torchlight the jewels on his hoods. People also mistake the fisherman for Krishna. Actually, Lord Krishna has returned to Vrindavan. That is the truth. And it is also true that people have seen him. But where they are seeing Krishna is their mistake. It is like considering a dry tree to be a person." Srila Prabhupada, the word stanu means a dry tree without leaves. From a distance, one may mistake such a tree for a person. This is called stanu purusha. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Vrindavan, the inhabitants considered him an ordinary human being, and they mistook the fisherman to be Krishna. Every human being is prone to make such mistakes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was mistaken for an ordinary sannyasi, the fisherman was mistaken for Krishna, and the torchlight was mistaken for bright jewels on Kaliya's hoods. 218-109. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked them, "Where have you seen Krishna directly?" The people replied, "You are a sannyasi, a renunciate. Therefore, you are a moving Narayana, Jangama Narayana." Srila Prabhupada, this is the viewpoint of Mayavad philosophy. Mayavad philosophy supports the impersonalist view that Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has no form. One can imagine impersonal Brahman in any form, as Vishnu, Lord Shiva, Vivaswan, Ganesh, or Devi Durga. According to the Mayavad philosophy, when one becomes a sannyasi, he is to be considered a moving Narayana. Mayavad philosophy holds that the real Narayana does not move because, being impersonal, he has no legs. Thus, according to Mayavad philosophy, whoever becomes a sannyasi declares himself Narayana. Foolish people accept such ordinary human beings as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called Divartavad. In this regard, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that Jangama Narayana means that the impersonal Brahman takes a shape and moves here and there in the form of a Mayavad sannyasi. But why can't he take, if he's taking a shape, why can't he take the shape of Krishna and move around? Why is that illusion, but they're not illusion? You know? The Mayavad philosophy confirms this. Danda Grahana Matrena Naro Narayano Bhavet. Simply by accepting the danda of the order of sannyas, one is immediately transformed into Narayana. Therefore, Mayavadi sannyasis address one another by saying Om Namo Narayanaya. In this way, one Narayana worships another Narayana. Actually, an ordinary human being cannot become Narayana. As the chief Mayavadi sannyasi, Sri Shankaracharya says, Narayanaf paro vyaktat. Narayana is not a creation of this material world. Well, that would be an interesting one. When you meet a Mayavadi sannyasi, say that instead. Can't complain, it is Shankaracharya. Narayana is above the material creation. End quote. Due to their poor fund of knowledge, Mayavadi sannyasis think that Narayana, the absolute truth, takes birth as a human being, and that when he realizes this, he becomes Narayana again. And they never consider why Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, would accept an inferior position as a human being and then again become Narayana when he is perfect. Why should Narayana be imperfect? Why should he appear as a human being? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very nicely explained these points while at Vrindavan. 2:18, 1:10, 1:11. You know, so why would he do that? They say pastimes, and that means then Brahman has to have interests and desires. But otherwise, if saying it's Brahman, then Brahman's already perfect. Why would that be imperfect?
There is also the question of the caliber of the people around Vrindavan who were able to confuse who is Krishna and who is not Krishna. Of course, in those days, there were visitors of Vrindavan. Not everybody was a Vrindavan. But still, you're talking about the local people in Braj, you were confusing.
Yeah, but they're simple people. And so somebody says and somebody else goes, because it must be a big lake at that time, so he's on the other side, and so then somehow or another they, you know, that's simple. But the point is, as Lord Chaitanya pointed out, just starting with Shastra, he doesn't appear in the sage. So why? Because the point is the Prakat Leela was in Dwapara Yuga. Now it's Aprakat. So why would it become Prakat again? Because it's like everyone's just going out and seeing it. Hey, you want to see it? And then they all come. It's not that in their sadhana or something, they're sitting there under that tree, you know, and then seeing these things, and then, you know, somebody, you know, ask them if they're, you know, ready to go for lunch or something. You know. They're simple people. Okay. Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Like, again, in the Antalila, another similar pastime comes where a Mayavadi sannyasi want to glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all the Vaishnavas, they hear and say, how nice it is. Sarup Damodar comes and he like points out every line 100 balls.
Okay.
It is like, everybody becomes
Yeah, because that's why we have to follow the acharyas, because then you know when to look at it in one way, when to not. Like you see, where is Prabhupada like a thunderbolt? Where is he like a rose? So then we need to follow like that. Otherwise, we won't know. You know, it's like the the veterinarian and the horse. You know, with the lump in the neck, you know, yeah. Yeah, so then you have to know a little bit more. So. The people then said, you have appeared in Vrindavan as an incarnation of Krishna. Just by seeing you, everyone is now liberated. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately exclaimed, Vishnu, Vishnu, do not call me the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A jiva cannot become Krishna at any time. Do not even say such a thing. Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately stated that a living being, however exalted he may be, should never be compared to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching protests the monistic philosophy of the Mayavadi school. The central point of Krishna consciousness is that the jiva, the living entity, can never be accepted as Krishna or Vishnu. This viewpoint is elaborated in the next, the following verses. Okay. Because this goes into a whole. We'll stop here. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.